speaketh our president this morning, quote, only fools or worse are saying that our money-losing post office makes money with Amazon. They lose a fortune, all caps, and this will be changed. Also, our fully tax-paying retailers are closing stores all over the country, not a level playing field, exclamation mark, tweets Donald Trump. It sounds like an antitrust case. Or does it? My guest is antitrust law professor Jack Kirkwood from Seattle University. Welcome, Professor.
Well, thank you, Bill. Glad to be here.
How have you been reacting to all the presidential tweets and the Amazon stock drop?
Well, it's hard on Amazon, but I don't think the president has a substantive basis for accusing Amazon of an antitrust violation.
And he hasn't spelled that out as yet, right? He hasn't said...
Correct, yeah. Correct. He hasn't spelled out a theory of antitrust violation.
Yeah. Why do you think the government... You seem to think the government isn't likely to even attempt that, right? To go after Amazon on antitrust grounds?
Yes. People have been watching Amazon for a while as it's grown and as small businesses have been destroyed. But to my knowledge, there's no sign that either federal antitrust agency, the FTC or the Department of Justice, have even opened an investigation. And the reason they haven't is that Amazon's behavior, by and large, has benefited consumers, which is the aim of the antitrust laws. And more important, no one has made a credible case that Amazon's conduct constitutes illegal behavior. So I could run through some examples if you'd like.
Sure.
Well, the closest, the one that people most often allege, is that Amazon's engaged in predatory pricing. That's an offense where a firm cuts price below cost, drives out rivals, and then later raises price to monopoly levels. But no one has found any persistent below-cost pricing by Amazon. Moreover, it's not all costs. It's just a certain category of costs. Those cases are very difficult to
win. What category of costs is that?
Well, if your listeners are interested, there is a basic difference between variable costs and fixed costs. So variable costs are like the cost of buying a book that Amazon sells. The fixed costs are the costs of its warehouses. So Amazon doesn't have to cover its total costs to avoid a predatory pricing violation, just has to cover its variable costs. And as far as I know, it's doing that.
What about you would acknowledge that Amazon and other online retailers, but that's the behemoth, has been very tough on brick-and-mortar retailers.
Absolutely.
So is there an antitrust case that's bad for consumers?
No, not unless... Well, first, it wouldn't be bad for consumers unless the loss in choice would outweigh the gains in lower prices. But even that wouldn't be enough to show an antitrust violation. You'd have to show anti-competitive conduct that would lead to that bad result. And under the antitrust laws, there are only certain forms of anti-competitive conduct that are illegal. Predatory pricing is one of them, and as I suggested, doesn't seem to be that.
So if the loss of consumer choice were to eventually lead to higher prices, because if Amazon were acting like a monopoly in that way, that would be a different story legally.
It would be a different story in terms of the impact, but legally you'd still have to show a form of anti-competitive conduct that violates the antitrust laws, not just the higher prices and loss of choice, but that they got there through illegal conduct.
I wonder if Amazon stock is rising as we speak.
Well, it should.
It should. Well, are there any parts of a law that Amazon is flirting with violating?
Any parts of antitrust law?
Yeah, or any law. Should there be any bells going off about Amazon? You know, it's acquiring Whole Foods, and about their growth.
Whole Foods is an example where there was a potential antitrust violation. Mergers can violate the antitrust law, but Amazon's role in groceries was tiny. Whole Foods' role in online grocery sales was tiny. So the combination didn't create the kind of concentrated market that might violate the antitrust laws. To my knowledge, there's no area of antitrust law where Amazon is even close to violating the law.
Do you think we need to rethink antitrust laws in the age of online companies? Is that a different enough business model?
No.
Amazon's keeping prices down, but they're still gobbling.
No, I don't think so, because I think, as Judge Posner put it once, that the antitrust laws are supple enough, flexible enough to deal with the new economy. The issue is one that was faced back in 1890 when Congress passed the Sherman Act. Someone asked one of the major sponsors, if a firm gains 100% share of a market by being the best firm, is that illegal? And the sponsor said, absolutely not. So a firm can gain a big share by being good. So we don't want to make that illegal.
Any theories on whether this blows over or whether President Trump continues to crimp Amazon's stock or their growth in some way?
Well,
this is of great interest to us, especially in Seattle and maybe
yes,
HQ2 right. as well.
Right. But if he's motivated not by the likelihood of an actual antitrust violation, but by the desire to pummel The Washington Post and Bezos, then that might continue.
He doesn't like the what he calls the fake news in Washington Post.
Yes, right.
Owned personally by Jeff Bezos, not by Amazon.
Right.
This is Jack Kirkwood, professor of law, an antitrust law professor, Seattle University Law School, a senior fellow of the American Antitrust Institute, and an advisor to the Institute of Consumer Antitrust Studies. I appreciate you coming and talking with us, Professor.
Thanks a lot, Bill.